Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Make sure these levels are okay, because Seth's been known to make them low. It makes the Bubba Army mad.
No, these levels are fine. The Army's fine. Everybody loves the levels.
Everybody's fine.
The levels are pristine. The record, podcast records have been broken. Everything's fine.
How about starting the show?
Go ahead.
By the way, today's Clem Kush podcast is sponsored by Stamps.com. Stamps.com brings you all the mailing and shipping services that you need to your computer in the comfort of your own home and office. Whether you're sending out business invoices by the thousands or just shipping out a few things, it doesn't matter. Work from home. Anything that you need to mail or that you do from the post office, you can now do from Stamps.com. They also do UPS stuff as well. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a four-week trial and free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top homepage, and type in Bubba.
Bubba.
That's Stamps.com, Bubba.
Promo code Bubba.
How about that, Seth? Our podcast is so blowed up that we're getting advertisers already.
It's about time.
Jesus, you sexy boy.
And they've really helped out with St. Pete Legend, and I just want to say that the sales with the 3X shirts that everybody pushed for have been, what's the opposite of
sparse?
Sparse. Yeah.
They've been sparse, like?
They've been sparse. Everybody was like, oh, you can't discriminate against fat men. Where's the 3X shirts? And we got the 3Xs, and we have not sold one yet.
Well, I don't think that you've had the 3Xs in stock since we've been back to our other situation. We've been on vacation, and that's where the real fat asses listen.
Okay, well, I need the fat.
I think the podcasting crew is a little bit more in shape.
Okay, well, that's fine. I just let your fat friends know that we have 3Xs available. You asked for them, we got them.
That's St. Pete Legends.com. Now,
did you put an S on that?
St. Pete Legend or Legend?
Legend. Now I'm going to have to put headphones on.
Yeah. See.
You're the fucking guy
that's been in a. This is a rookie move. This is a rookie fucking move.
No, not
having headphones. I know that podcasting is drastically different than regular radio and regular radio record. But listen, even fucking Joe Rogan wears headphones. Everybody that's...
I wear headphones. Listen, fat man, I need to tell...
I will knock you the fuck out if those things come from your lips again.
What?
Fat man.
Why?
Snowflake fuckboy.
Don't call me a snowflake. The snowflakes took over. The snowflakes won. You're the snowflake now.
I'm not the fucking snowflake. I was running a fucking bulldozer and an excavator literally.
God, big deal.
14 hours ago.
Oh, it took my daughter to the aquarium, okay? Fuck off. I guarantee you I had a harder day than you did.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh, you ever go to the aquarium, fuckboy?
With a 3-year-old? No,
yeah, it's not fun, okay?
As a matter of fact, I did. When I did have a 3- and a 4-year-old, we went down to the aquarium, and I run a tight ship, buddy.
Oh yeah, what
are
you?
My kid doesn't fucking run around going crazy.
What are you in and out in 15 minutes with the ship that you run?
Hey, there's the sharks, there's the eels, there's the manatees. Let's get the fuck out.
God, I tell you, man, nothing's more emasculating, and I'm not that I'm not that kind of father anymore. I used to be, but just watching people, mothers, especially fathers, chase around their kids and looking visibly stressed is the it's the worst thing as another parent to see.
It's real fuckboyish.
I don't go like, oh, I feel what that guy is. I go like, God, look at that guy. That guy's fucking pathetic. He should be out there just fucking left and right, and look at him. He's chasing a kid around.
Come
it's
here,
a sea
Rhonda,
turtle.
Little Rhonda, don't get out of daddy's eyesight.
It's
little
like,
Rhonda.
Don't do that again. Don't do that again, you know? And holy shit. So,
I mean, if you slap the shit out of your kid, sometimes that works.
So I'm wearing Dr. Dan's headphones, just so you know. I left my headphones at home.
That's like, okay.
Yeah, I
when your kid starts running wild, you just grab him by the arm and you look at him. And listen, you little fucker, I swear to God,
no.
I'm going to whip that ass.
Ooh.
And this whole day is going to be over. If you ever do that again, are we clear?
Yeah,
yes, Daddy, yes.
No, my daughter's not that. She's not that bad. She's not even close to that. It's just,
even minor little things back in the day would get Tyler a yoking.
Oh, I know. I could tell when we had him on the podcast. He was afraid of you, so.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing you can say that I do wrong in life is say, go Colt, go Coach.
I know.
I mean, come on. He's Stockholm to Slummy.
I know. He was holding on to it. But we'll have him on, you know, down the road, and we'll get the real stuff. Maybe I'll do a one-on-one with him.
You know
we'll
what?
Do a Clem Kush minus Big Clem.
Yeah, you need to do a Clem Kush minus Clem. Hold on. Yeah, Clem Kush. Little Clem Kush.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we just fool everybody, and then he really opens up about you.
Like almost a therapy type deal.
And all the dark shit you've done to him in your life.
You're like, oh my God. I haven't done dark, like, sexual
no,
shit. No,
I didn't say sexual.
I have whipped his ass before to the point now where I feel a little bad about it.
How old?
I called him a...
No, was it that the racing thing?
Yeah, where I told him we're going to buy him a fucking cheerleading outfit and he's going to be a cheerleader the next day.
Yeah, we talked about that story, but he didn't seem like he was over it.
No.
I don't think...
And then one of the worst fights is we were in Indianapolis running the USAC Brickyard Nationals. And so my mom and stepdad lived in Indiana, so they drove down 2 hours to watch this big quarter midget deal. And Tyler was just had his head up his ass, wasn't running very good. And I was in the trailer cutting a promo on him, just fucking going crazy. And my mom hears it. Well, that's her grandchild. And, you know, like, my mom used to yoke me the fuck up all the time. But when you get a grandkid, then all of a sudden now everything's like, you know, real. You get real soft.
Well, I mean, it's all fuckery starts once other people get involved in your parenting, you know?
Well, I put a stop to it because she comes in and goes, Papa, I think you're being a little over the top. And I go, oh, you mean as over the top as you used to be when you would claw my forearms with your fingernails because I wanted the wrong cereal at the grocery store? Or the over the top when you slapped me across the face with a Hot Wheels track?
Right. And then then you're having a full-blown therapy session in the trailer,
right.
And you got to get ready for turn four.
But I'm trying to cut a promo on my kid, but now he's hearing, you know, how much my mom fucked me up.
Well,
and he's like, oh, my God, maybe my fucking up ain't so bad right now. Dad's just hollering at me.
That's why I'm just going to go ahead and say grandmas are overrated. You're not going to hear anybody say that.
Grandmas are soft.
Grandmas will fucking... Grandmas, nanas, meemaws, granny, whatever
peepaws.
They will fuck...
Meemaws.
Yeah, you know, it's not... I thought grandmas and all this, it was all like when you would have a kid, they would just want to take care of the kid, and you and your loved wife or whatever, you would just be out there gallivanting around the town with your child.
And your kids at meemaws?
Yeah, it's not like that at all.
No,
you can't
come in and fucking counterproductive, right?
You can't get a hold of grandma when you need the grandma to watch your kid, or you can't get rid of... You can't get a hold of Nana, and then when you do, they fucking sugar them all up and then drop them on your lap.
When Phoebe, you know, the three or four times.
By the way, shout out to Grandma who's over at the house watching little Sethy today.
What's up, Elise? That this doesn't pertain to you.
Oh no, this is Phoebe's mom. She's over there, so probably dressing my daughter up in Steeler shit.
But the two or three times that Phoebe may want to go out and get a hotel and do some role playing Willie on a nasty Friday night. Boy, Elise or Grandma ain't nowhere to be found.
Oh, they're nowhere to be found. And then it's like they go, we didn't go out back in the day. Me and your father stayed home when we had you. I'm like, well, guess what? I want to continue to love my wife, okay?
Yeah.
I want to.
And you also were talking with a string and a fucking Dixie cup, too.
You're damn right. Yeah, I've never used that on them before. I'm like, sorry, I want to try to keep my marriage afloat while having a kid.
And you're driving a 32 Ford to school, motherfucker.
All right, well, it wasn't that long ago, Bubba.
My bad.
Okay, Jesus.
Sorry.
It's only 60.
So anyway, the ultimate unprofessional thing to do in broadcasting, and podcasting is still very broadcasting, is it not?
Oh, it sure is, Bubba.
Sure, thank you.
That's very professional.
Is not to have your headphones. It would be the same as going to the if you are a Lightning player and you're like, hey, Coach Coop, I don't have my stick.
No, it's not quite like that.
Yes, it is.
It's like not having your mouthpiece. I can still play. I can still play without my headphones.
A guy can still play without his tick. I see him when they break them all the time. They're out there fucking using their skates and shit.
Yeah, I know. It's not fun, though.
What's the official rule on that? What's the official rule if you break your stick? Because sometimes you see the guy out there and he's still just trying to body it up. And then other times he skates off and gets a new stick. Yeah. What's the rule?
Oh, I think it's up to the guy. I mean, there's sometimes situations where you can't leave, maybe where it's, you're shorthanded and you have
the puck's in the zone.
Yeah, and you have to just use your body. And there's other chances where, like, sometimes another guy on your team will give you, let's say Hedman breaks his stick or something, then maybe, and then there's another guy on the ice, like the jobber will give Hedman his stick, and then he'll
skate off that ice.
And then he'll worry about it later. Yeah, so, like, I got to get, there's different ways you can handle it.
Who's the shortest guy on the Lightning?
The shortest guy is probably Tyler Johnson.
Can you imagine the stick difference between Hedman and Johnson? Oh, so like Johnson, Johnson gives us his little fucking baby stick, and Hedman's down there like he's got a 4-year-old fucking stick.
Hedman just throws it back at him like, I'll just use my leg.
Yeah, no shit. Now, you can never touch a puck with your hand other than to throw it right down, right?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, well, what if one was going to the goal and you just picked it up with your hand and you threw it right down? I mean, could you do that?
I mean, that'd be pretty...
I've never seen a guy do that.
That'd be impressive. I mean, that's like barehanding a ground ball.
You imagine if you had this fucking stud, right? And, the average hockey guy probably fires it, between 80 and 100, right?
The upper end of that. Yeah, or probably on the, 90 to 100. I don't fucking know.
But I mean, a defenseman who's not a big-time scorer prize an 80 guy. And, meanwhile, Stamo is a 103
guy.
Yeah,
but the guys that don't score a lot, they have what's called a heavy shot, I've realized. When I've interviewed a lot of these older guys.
Not accurate, just heavy.
It's called a heavy fucking shot, dude. And you don't want to be, in any direction of the heavy shot whatsoever.
But can you imagine as athletes get more and more studly and refined and they get, better supplements and, we're building, are the humans in life are getting, more nutrition.
Oh, yeah. They'll be robots in the NFL in 20 years.
Well, no, but can you imagine you've got this defenseman back there like Hedman and he's back there fucking around and this guy fires 100 and he just goes up, grabs it with his hand and then throws it right down.
Yeah,
now that would be the man, would it not?
That would be, but I don't know how, I don't think that's a skill that a lot of people have developed yet. Especially in hockey.
Speaking of, by the way, this is Clem Kush, 12?
I think so. Yeah,
we'll call it 12.
I'm losing track, Bubba. I think we might have to
stop. Are you losing enthusiasm?
No, I just think we might have to stop numbering them because I don't even know where we are anymore with them until I sit down and look at the last one we posted.
I think we just say, and this is the latest edition of Clem Kush.
Yeah, and we'll name them something and you guys can fucking deal with it.
Right. No more numbers, titles only.
That's right.
You guys deal with it.
I posted the numbers when we hit 100,000 yesterday.
Oh, by the way, congratulations to the point where now we got stamps.com as a client.
Well, congratulations.
And you took it as I was in Ocala literally on a bulldozer. And you text me the screenshot of us hitting 100,000 downloads for December, which is.
And I said, congrats. We did it.
I took a while to get back. And you're like, hey, fuck boy, 100,000 doesn't mean anything to you. And I'm like.
No,
I'm a little bit busy right now, but you know what? Congratulations, pig dick.
No, I texted you at 8:17, and I just said, we did it. And then you texted me, this is 8:17 a.m., and then you texted me at 5:27 p.m. and said, see you tomorrow, fuck boy. And then I said, go and...
Sorry.
And then I go, going dark on me for 100K, and you go, no, buddy, still in Ocala.
Sorry.
So you texted me... Just not like this. The goal that we had.
You can tell when I'm bit. First of all, hey, I never have any ounce of disrespect to you ever, buddy.
I know, but it was like I did. Who
like
else?
A big plateau. Congrats,
Bubba. I walked in like January or whatever, or November, and you're like, you got to get 100,000 for December. And I was like, okay, I mean, I thought it might be tough. And here we did it with a week to spare. I don't know. Who else do I celebrate podcast numbers with? I tweet them because I need people to congratulate me, but it's empty congratulations because you're the only person that knows how much that means other than me. Did that make sense?
Oh, I'm texting. Sorry. What would you say?
You dumb motherfucker. This is why I'm taking this whole week off.
Motherfucker, listen. I was thinking about... This is going to drop today, ain't it?
Yeah. If I put it up.
What do you mean if you fucking put it up?
If I put it up.
The people in our podcasting world, Seth, their mouths are wide open right now.
They are.
They are so fucking hungry for something.
I could tell we broke records and you were nowhere to be found.
Well, listen,
you were fucking your excavator.
No...
perv.
I will tell you this. I wasn't prepared to talk about this.
Oh, God.
But I do have to thank you. As soon as you brought up excavator, what do you think's the first thing I think about?
The sponsor?
No. Blippi. Remember when you said we were talking about excavators a long time ago, and you're like, I know what an excavator is. I'm like, no, you don't. He goes, yeah, because Blippi talks about an excavator. So we went through the whole Blippi excavator deal, right?
Yeah, fuck him.
Right. So anyway, this past, oh God, maybe it was a couple months ago. Remember when I went to Indiana to the football game deal for the high school
football? Oh, yeah, you gave the high school pep talk. They retired your number, you and Larry Plummer.
Yeah, sure, that's what we'll go
with.
We
had a threesome on that lady under the bleachers.
Right. That trip, sure.
Yeah. What a time.
Well, anyway, Larry's youngest daughter has a child. I think her name's Helena. And she's two. She's maybe just a little bit younger than Sethi, okay?
Okay.
And so, but Larry's daughter, Montana, is real protective, like overly. Like, you know, like doesn't even let Larry and his wife, you know, her mom and dad really watch the kid much because she's afraid that she's going to stick a knife into an electrical socket. Like, just, you know, okay. She's just really. Meanwhile, you know, Larry and Mary Lou have raised children. You know,
in Indiana, it's very much like, you know, kids survive when they stick, you know, forks into an electrical outlet.
I mean, kids are out back, you know, fucking playing with bowls and shit in Indiana.
Right. I mean, right. It's there's a reason why.
Indiana kids are fucking rugged.
There's a reason why COVID didn't take down Sumo, okay?
Right. That's right.
He's still alive, right?
Yeah, of course. So anyway, we're at over at Montana's house, and Helena's really, really shy, and she only watches a certain amount of stuff on her little tablet. And so I asked Montana, hey, have you heard of Blippi? Now, the only reason I even know of Blippi is because of you.
Yes, I'm sorry about that.
An excavator is a trigger word for me, so that's why I'm getting into my Blippi talk. So she goes, no, we've never heard of Blippi. I go, well, pull it up because I bet you she'd like it. I bet you Helena would like it. And she goes, Bubba, of course, instantaneously, I get spun as a bad guy. Like they think it's some porn site, like Stormy Daniels kicking it out wide or some shit, right? And I go, no, for real. Like it's kid friendly. A guy on my show has a daughter. It's a little bit older than yours. And she loves Blippi. It's like one of her favorite things. So they pull it up and little Helena kind of likes it. Well, yesterday I'm driving home from Ocala. She texted me, and her new favorite thing is fucking Blippi.
What the fuck does that do for me, Bubba?
I don't know.
That does is feed the Blippi machine that I'm trying to shut down.
Maybe that's the very same thing happens to us. Maybe some fucking guy in Minnesota stumbles upon our podcast. They listen to it, and then they tell their fucking guy back at work, "Hey." Go to the Bubba Army podcast on fucking Spotify, buddy.
That's fine. I need somebody to stumble upon the podcast that has access to a mass email for their company that can blast out to 10,000 people to listen to the podcast. I don't just need Johnny fucking Hard Helmet to go tell the schmuck at the water cooler about the podcast. I need some mass fucking communication about this.
Johnny Hardhat telling some jobber at the water cooler.
Right, I don't have.
You need somebody who works for Apple to do an all-employee yippee fucking yo.
Right, I need somebody from Apple to like install this podcast on somebody's phone. I need Joe Buck to make an announcement about this during the fucking Packers game.
Aaron Rodgers in the NFC divisional game. And hey, Troy, did you know my favorite podcast is the Bubba Army deal?
Right, that's what I'm looking for.
Oh, really? You say, huh? I met Bubba one time when he was Dion, and then I did meet Troy. I met Bubba one time in the 96 NFC Championship game. He's a fat motherfucker, and he got stuck in Dion's tub. The motherfuckers, they roll him into a studio, and they do a podcast, Joe.
That would be amazing.
Speaking of football, Packers got that fucking ass. They shut down the 22, did they not?
They sure did.
Fuck.
Yeah, they had a great game plan. I guess they think they put like six guys on the defensive line or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, which now leads to a Packer Packers can be the number one seed if, like, you know, Seattle loses. And
all the Packers have to do is win, and they get the number one seed.
I know. So, but all the Bears have to do is win to get into the fucking playoffs.
I know. How fucking crazy is that?
So, I mean, now it's coming down to the Bears win, they're in. The Packers win, and everything goes through Lambeau. And as shitty as the Packers have been a few times this year, I'm telling you, if every NFC potential game has to go through Lambeau, that is an absolute advantage. Would you not agree? I mean, Derrick Henry couldn't even get unraveled because it was so fucking frozen.
I don't know if it was the frozen or if it was the game plan of the Packers throughout there. But yeah, it would be extremely tough for, I think, Seattle,
New Orleans,
Los Angeles, New Orleans,
these bubble teams.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The NFC's not even really that strong this year. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is playing lights out, but I think outside of how good are the Packers?
I don't know.
I don't want to break it. I just want to tell you, Bubba, the Bears are coming for that ass. Khalil Mack is going to put Aaron Rodgers in the Buffalo stands. All you can ask for as a Bears fan, and I've been down on them all year for good reason, but all you can ask for is to have a chance in Week 17 for Aaron Rodgers to rip your fucking heart out Mortal Kombat style and feed it to you, and we have that chance on fucking Sunday to have Aaron Rodgers destroy our hopes and dreams like he normally does, and as a Bears fan, that's all I can ask for, and I can't wait.
I don't know if the quota today might be Khalil Mack will put Aaron Rodgers in a motherfucking Buffalo stance.
I mean, this could be Mitchell Trubisky could arrive. I mean, so many things.
If Mitchell Trubisky wins this ball game, that validates their.
No, it doesn't. No.
I was reading a couple days ago about how bad the Nick Foles. I call him Nick Foles because he always folds. How bad that fucking deal is. It's 8.5 guaranteed, including next year.
Bubba, what quarterback deals are good?
Did you see Haskins got fucking released?
Yeah.
Wow, the 15th overall pick from Ohio State fucking flat busted.
Well, I'm surprised.
Yeah, he even gave Tony Mandrich and Jamal Russell and all those fucks.
Jamal Russell, Jamarcus.
They gave all those guys at least 2 years, are they not?
I don't
14 games.
How long? I don't understand. Like how long was Dwayne Haskins supposed to get to turn it around? I mean, the guy was fucking horrible.
And he only played 14 college games. Did you know that?
Well, I think he threw 50 touchdown passes one season. So, but he was handpicked by Daniel Snyder, and
Do you know why?
Yes, because his son
goes to the high school that this fucking jobber went.
Yeah, so, but you know what? I read an article about it yesterday, and it just said the article stated how much power Ron Rivera actually has because Riverboat Ron went to Daniel Snyder and said, we got to get rid of this guy, and Daniel Snyder signed off on it. So.
Riverboat Ron whipped out his Riverboat Ron dick and said, I'm the slinging dick around the Washington football franchise. I want this motherfucker gone.
I mean, Alex Smith was close to death, and they had to fucking sew his leg back on with 415 surgeries, and he's out there fucking playing better than Dwayne Haskins is. Dwayne Haskins is at a strip club with strippers that have Dwayne Haskins jerseys on, letting his fucking team down. The team's got a chance to win the division, as shitty as that division is.
The shittiest division known to man,
and
say
the guy gets pulled. The guy gets pulled for, I guess, somebody that was in the XFL, and he moves the team down the field. I mean, it's just embarrassing, and I don't know if the guy gets another shot or not, but you talk about Nick Foles. I mean, what contracts aren't bad in the NFL for quarterbacks? I mean, you got to pay these guys.
The Jameis Winston deal, I think he's making $850. He's hardly making shit.
He's not making much, but
somebody will pick him up next year, don't you think?
I don't know if the Saints will let him go or not. I think the Saints might want to keep him in house with the way Drew Brees is.
So as we're talking a little bit about NFL, the big matchup this Sunday, Pack Bears. Don't know what the line is. It's at Soldier Field.
Last time I checked, it was the Packers by about 4.5. I'd imagine it's a little bigger now because the Packers have to win the game.
I did like the AJ Dillon performance. He's still not an Aaron Jones. But he's
perfect for this time of year, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, he's a mutter.
Yeah.
That's what they call a mutter.
He looks good. He looks really good. Just if they, I mean, look.
Is it turf or is it
turf? And Soldier Field? No, it's grass. That'll fucking, it's.
Well, don't ever say that that's like something that you, because they were turf back in, you know, when Walter and those guys played in the 70s, they were turf.
Were they? Because they couldn't keep grass alive.
They couldn't keep their team alive. Well, the
grass is really, the footing is really, really bad at Soldier Field. So it's really actually, it's the one thing, you know, there's no crowd there, but it's the one thing about home field advantage is it's really tough. I would imagine the Packers know how to play there since they do it every single season. We'll see what happened, Bubba. I feel like it was like 2013. I was at a Buffalo Wild Wings in fucking Tennessee at a cabin. And we went to go to Buffalo Wild Wings, and it was the fucking Packers Bears, like week 17. And the Bears were winning the game. And I think on the last play of the game. Aaron Rodgers threw like a 70-yard pass to Randall Cobb and fucking knocked us out, and you guys won the division or something like that. I don't know.
It was a bar, a Packer bar, or a Bear bar.
No, it was just a play. There was more Packers fans there, but the Packers have ripped the Bears' hearts out so many times at the last game of the year that I'm looking forward to this Sunday.
Now, if the Bears lose, are they in, or does it win? Do they gotta win, or is there any instances where they lose and they could still pick up a wild card?
They could lose and get in, but I mean, what a shit show. Backing into the playoffs at 8-8. I mean,
The NFC East champion's going to be like, I don't know, 7-fuck. Right? That's the shittiest division known to human beings.
Yeah, but I think that.
Who goes from the East?
The Redskins. I like Dallas. I mean, I like with the Redskins a lot.
Yeah. Dallas is coming on, though.
No, they suck. Okay. They suck. No. They're terrible. No, I like Washington a lot. I like their defense. And if Alex Smith's out there, they have a fighting chance.
So anyway, that's this Sunday, Pack Bears. Can you imagine if it ended up being in Tampa? I mean, I think the dream matchup right now, if you were to look at, you know, the potential playoffs in the NFL, the dream matchup for the Super Bowl would be Aaron Rodgers versus Mahomes, don't you think? Is it Brady?
It's Brady.
It would be because of the hometown deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Brady would get it because of the hometown deal. Brady versus Mahomes in a Super Bowl. That's what people want to see. I mean, of course, if you get Aaron Rodgers there, no one's going to fight it. We'll have Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes all day long. Aaron Rodgers should be the MVP this year. He will be the MVP.
Gotta be.
So you'll have that, you know, whole thing. But I think that the major storyline, the big one, I think that people would be rooting for is Tom Brady at home versus Patrick Mahomes.
Fucking Bucks partied. And listen, Detroit's...
No, they're not. You were about to say something positive about them, and it's all wrong.
I mean, there's been some good teams that you know, barely got by Detroit a few times.
Like your Packers?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
Bucks rolled in there and they sat Brady the third and fourth quarters. He threw for like 9,624 yards.
They did, and Blaine Gabbert was throwing dimes.
He was looking pretty good.
Yeah, that should tell you how bad Detroit was. I think that was the best.
When Blaine Gabbert's throwing dimes, but your team sucks.
I think that was the best game of his career, yeah. But listen, they did what they had to do. Good for the Bucks. But I would say what everybody's Roger Goodell's secretly rooting for is Tampa Bay versus Kansas City.
Yeah. I agree.
And then I know Kansas City's lost one game this year.
I don't think they're as good as people think they are.
I do. I don't know how you beat them. I really don't know how you beat them. Their defense is respectable, and Patrick Mahomes with the ball in his hands, he's just like, you can't do it. Hill or Kelce will get open, and if they don't get open, one of their other guys will. They're just...
Hill, that little motherfucker is badass, isn't he?
And Kelce's amazing.
I think he runs about a 2.940.
He does, yeah. We'll see what happens. We'll have plenty more podcasts to break down, you know, as this gets closer. And we got to have Dion on also, but I think it's probably Tampa Bay versus Kansas City right now. I don't think that's what it's going to be, but that's what everybody's rooting for.
That's the sexiest.
You could make anything. You could make Aaron Rodgers versus Mahomes sexy. You could make Drew Brees versus Mahomes sexy.
Who else in the AFC? I don't know.
You could make Russell Wilson versus Mahomes sexy.
Is there anybody in the NFL on the AFC side that's even as sexy as Kansas City? I mean, it's like it's Kansas City and then everybody else.
No, the Colts and the Titans are not sexy. I would probably say Pittsburgh just because of their fan base. I think the Ravens are kind of sexy. The Ravens should probably scare a lot of teams if you have to face them in the playoffs. So.
And the Titans are, you know, going to be in the playoffs too,
I think. They will be, but they're not like sexy. I mean, I think
they look shitty, did they not?
Just when the Derrick Henry train, it's when that doesn't get rolling and you're in the fucking snow, it's going to be tough. I don't know if A.J. Brown came out of that game.
I know the Teddy Bridgewater fucking touchdown was pretty fucking sexy, was it not?
Which Teddy Bridgewater one?
I mean,
Ryan Tannehill?
Who's the quarterback for the Titans? Ryan Tannehill. That's what I meant, motherfucker.
Okay. You don't know.
I was on pills in Ocala.
And you still are. You don't know ball.
I was on pills.
You don't know ball. Get out of here. Milk dud head.
I know, ball. I just fucked up on some stuff.
Yeah,
okay?
You did.
The quarterback for the Titans, who used to be a backup in Minnesota.
No.
In Miami. was a backup in was the starter in Miami. Then he got shipped over to the Titans, and they had Marcus Mariota, and he was an ass bucket, and they threw in this fucking dude thinking that it's just going to be an ass bucket win. They took him clear to the AFC Championship last year. I know. Say you're sorry for calling me a motherfucking milk nut head.
All right, I'm sorry. I take that back.
But that guy's 47-yard or 50-some-yard touchdown was pretty cool. Don't
you
think?
It was
everybody
real cool.
Faked out.
Yeah. The Packers game was so cool. Everybody was so cool.
Stop being ugly.
Fuck off.
Why are you being so mean today?
I don't know.
Have you gotten any?
No. Why does it always come back to that?
Because your crankiness is dependent upon how much.
I'm not cranky because I'm tired. You're like jerking off Ryan Tannehill. That portion of the podcast is one everyone's
are
gonna
you cutting this out?
Through.
Are you cutting this out?
I might.
Maybe they're like, Bubba's cute when he messes stuff up.
No, maybe like, Ryan Tannehill, what the fuck? I got to fast forward. Oh, the good shit. Okay, now we're at the good shit. Yeah.
You want good shit?
No, yeah.
Well, shut your fucking mouth, fuck boy. Well, welcome to Clem Kush. It's the phenomenon, if you will.
Are we checking bank accounts? What are we doing here? Is this about my bonus?
This is not about your fucking bonus. This is Lummy. I was going to get a Lummy update. See what that fucking no good's up to.
What do you mean, out of middle of nowhere. I just saw him on Sunday.
Hello?
Hey, it's Bubba. We're on our podcast. I don't know if that means you're live. Lummy, we're doing our podcast. We're calling you up.
Hey.
What are you doing?
He said hey.
About to get the oil change and then come see the goats.
Are you doing the oil change thing where you stay in the car and they do it, or what?
Yeah.
Hey, can the place that you're getting your oil changed, will you ask them if it's an option if a guy brings his own oil in his own filter, like what does it cost for them to do it?
Okay.
So listen, I'm Johnny Quick Change Willie. Hello, sir. Welcome to Quick Change Willie. Ask me the question. Tell me how you'd ask it.
Hey, I got a question for you. If I bring my own oil in and my own oil filter in, how much would you charge me?
Yeah.
And don't scam me.
Yeah, and tell him that's for your boss, because that's not your
situation. For my boss, he's big time. You know who Bubba the Love Sponge is?
You can tell him I'm sponsored by KNN and Redline. Like he's sponsored by Redline and he's sponsored by KNN. So
are
if he
you?
Brought his own, yes.
Okay, well, congrats.
So if I brought my own Redline oil and my own KNN filter, what would it cost?
Oh yeah, Redline and KNN.
Yeah.
Okay.
So listen,
we're just kind of doing a
Lummy check in. How was Christmas?
Good. You have a good Christmas?
Oh, I had probably one of the best Christmases ever. I really did.
Is so we're supposed to ask about it?
No, don't ask about my Christmas.
Are you the Pit Boss?
Yeah, I got a Pit Boss pellet grill that I'm going to keep here at the studios, and I'm starting to eat more healthy.
Are you going
to
make us veggie burgers?
No, but Lummy might.
I'll make some veggie burgers.
Yeah. So, Lummy, I was thinking maybe, like, what's your availability from now until we come back, specifically tonight, tomorrow, New Year's Eve, and Friday?
Are you trying to take advantage of Lummy?
I pay him a little bit.
What do you want him to do, shows?
I was thinking about doing some nighttime shows.
Oh, wow.
Like some 7 to 9s.
Lummy at nighttime.
Or some 8 to 10s.
Woo, naughty.
What about, first of all, let me ask you. What would you want to do?
Me?
Would you participate in any
of
those? No.
Okay. No. I'm out this week.
Okay.
I'm on vacay.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I'm here, but I just pretend I'm not here.
Oh.
Unless you really need
me. No, I don't need you, fuckboy.
Okay,
I don't even want you. I just wanted to throw it out there so you didn't get all fucking freaked out in your head.
No, I get freaked out. I'm ready to take this week off.
Perfect. Done.
Thank you.
Lummy, what about you? Are you itching to go back on the air, do a little two-hour nighttime Willie or not? Now, be honest. If you got stuff, did you get the COVID?
No, I took a drink and I started joking.
Mm. At the thought of having to come in at night?
Just be honest, Lummy. Yeah, you don't want any part of this shit.
Like, here's the deal, Lummy. I'll go on by my fucking self. I promise I will. I'm not scared to go on by myself.
I know.
So and by the way, Anna gets in tonight, and she's like, "I'll go." Of course, that fucking on-air slut will go on anytime.
Oh, good luck with that.
What do you mean, just me and her?
I mean, she's probably just going to be shot out, not having talked to anybody for a week and a half. I mean, it's probably going to
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Mm. Take all your pills and shit.
I better take the dumb down, slow me down, fucking more patient, more kind pills, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have any of those.
Oh, no.
If I wanted those, I'd be a fucking pussy. I got on the edge, make me mad as fuck, yippee-yo pills, bitches. Lummy.
Yes, sir.
First of all, you can participate on none of them because you're not required to, but I didn't know if you'd like to do a couple shows, and if you did, what days would you want to do them?
Tonight I can't, and then New Year's Eve I'm going to the basketball game.
Oh, shit, man.
The Raptors?
Who are they playing?
Yeah. The Knicks.
Oh, man.
Have you checked your tickets to make sure they're real?
Yeah, I Ashley got them.
Hey, Lummy, how much were those tickets? I really want to go to a game.
I think she paid like $110 for like level 120 or something.
Fuck.
Hold on, hold on. $120 for one?
No, yeah.
So like $240 all in before parking and the hot dog?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's a lot for the Raptors.
Yeah.
Well, she's got. Well,
I mean, Lightning, Game 5, Stanley Cups, I'm there. But not fucking Toronto, sixth game of the season. Suck my dick.
Well, she had a lot of credit for whatever, StubHub or something. The cancellations.
All right,
so
great.
We have to use the money.
Damn, that's kick-ass. Lemmy's going to go see a Raptors game. Can
you get some footage?
Yeah, of course.
Can we just get Lummy just in a Raptors jersey, Bubba? Can we get the BRN to pay for a basketball ticket?
No, not at all. Lummy, I wish you'd be like that guy that used to infuse himself into the All-Star games, like some stupid pencil-neck fuck from New York. And, like, you know, you're 6'5". He's about the size of a guard in height. But look at that fucking 300-pound 6'5 guard over there. Fucking shirt's a little
tight.
I don't
even think Lummy could be a guy that could mop the sweat off the floor. I don't even think he's agile enough
to do that. He's not even the guy that gets to mop the fucking sweat off the floor.
No, those are kids. Those are kids that are
And they're
swift.
Real nimble, too, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they got to know. They got to know. Yeah, I don't think that Lummy could do that. I don't think he'd be sharp enough. No offense.
But they do have those new, like, it's like a mop. Back in the day, the sweat boys had to go down on their hands and knees and wipe it up real fucking fast.
With a towel?
Now they got this big extension, like this little mop shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a mop.
Yeah, it's a sweat mop. Lummy, I want you to go to the Toronto Raptors and say, "Yeah, I want to apply to be the sweat mop fuck boy."
Sweat mop fuck boy.
Right, hey, what if he applies to be the Raptor? Joe. What if he applies to be the official Raptor? They do have a mascot.
Sir, we only have a extra large suit, not a triple. So, Lummy, I will tell you, man, that you did nail it for the Alabama Wildcat Santa Claus deal. You fucking did a great job on that, and I think Rhett up on our YouTube channel did the BRN Christmas special Santa Super Surprise, and it's starring you, and it's done quite well. It's done so well,
torpedoed my podcast numbers.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Seth, did you see what Rhett put up on?
I did. Yes, the Texas Hangman.
I thought that was brilliant. Did you not?
I love it. Yeah.
Good job, Brett. Just when I was getting ready to fire you, you
Are
might
you
have
serious?
Gotten
yourself
Give
this kid
way.
A chance, dude. He's going to really
help
you out.
I'm trying to give him a chance. But he fucked up the Leslie West deal bad.
Nobody cared about that guy. No offense. It was just like...
All right, one strike. He still got two more. Then he got
have a strike for Leslie West? Nobody was clamoring.
But he got an attaboy for the fucking Bubba versus Texas Hangman, so he's at even.
Can I just tell you...
He's at a push fucking even.
Your plan to pump out Leslie West's old interview after he died... You think that people were going to go search for it? It was like Christmas Eve. People were preoccupied with other shit. No one wanted to hear old Leslie West playing Guitar Heroes on the old Sponge.
Okay, point well taken. Fuck boy, I got it. I like the Bubba vs. Texas Hangman that's currently on our YouTube channel.
Yes, and he shot me
at the Bubba Army. Yes. Go subscribe. He shot you a what?
He shot me a little snippet that I posted on Instagram of a high spot.
Oh,
so
you did?
He sure as fuck did.
I think he put it up
the
on
the Bubba Splash.
No,
either.
It was a slam.
You don't even monitor our YouTube daily activity and realize when there's brand new stuff that puts up. That's how much of a fuckboy you are.
Lummy,
you talking to me?
Yeah, he's talking to you.
I saw it.
What was
I saw
it?
The minute it came out.
What was
I watched
it?
The whole thing.
What me versus?
I knew you did the Bubba Splash.
Oh,
you were a little out of gas.
Little out of gas. I was fat as fuck back then.
How big were you?
Oh, I just meant 400? I just meant like you looked real winded.
Yeah, people were saying 450.
Did you see? You know you're fat when the crowd's chants as your finishing move. Sit on him. Sit on him.
That was a big crowd, man. Where was that? I mean,
that was at the Florida State Fairgrounds.
Oh wow.
Yeah, fucking pack them out. I was the main event. That was a main motherfucking event.
Wow.
Let me. So tonight, 7 to 9, no. New Year's Eve, no. But maybe tomorrow?
Yeah.
Hey, is that the oil change guy?
Yeah.
Ask him the question. Ask him the question.
Redline.
My boss is sponsored by Redline.
My boss was wondering if he bought his own oil because he's sponsored by like some oil and oil filter, how much would you charge for it? Yeah.
No, Redline. He's sponsored by Redline Synthetics.
$26 to do it? Okay, yeah. Because, yeah, he has like the Redline oil and K&N oil filter. So it would be $26 all in. Okay.
Perfect. That's where I'm going to go from now on. So to do it, I did it. I changed my own oil at the racetrack.
109-571.
It's a good place. 109.
All right, Lummy. How many miles I have in my truck?
Oh, Lummy, you got 109,000 on your truck?
Yeah.
Lummy, I know you're busy. Yeah. Do you want to do a show tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, tomorrow night?
Yeah, that would be fine.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's all right.
All right. What the fuck are we doing now?
Don't worry about what the fuck we're doing.
Oh, man.
I'm the captain of this ship, and please trust my guidance. Please trust my guidance. Please. By the way, go to our YouTube channel.
Fuck YouTube.
Go to our YouTube channel. At
the
Bubba Army.
Go listen to all our podcasts.
And go look at me versus Texas Hangman like 1994. This is Blitz. I was going to thank him for fixing my moped. This is Blitz K. I don't ever answer my phone.
He just said, yeah. That was a voice.
You have reached.
This is like, what is this? Call everybody? You miss everybody?
Radio Tradio. Shut up.
What are you doing?
1-4. At the tone, please record your voice message.
And be nice.
When you are finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for more options.
Blitz up. Seth and I are doing a podcast right now.
Sorry, Blitz.
And I looked out back, and my blue moped is returned and repaired, and I cannot thank you enough, my friend. Thank you so much. Merry fucking Christmas. Happy New Year. Oh, by the way, I'm doing a show tomorrow night, Wednesday, 7 to 9. Of course you're invited. Love you. Oh, I didn't listen to it back.
I know.
Just hung up.
It's all right. I edit out those parts. Anyway, I saw Blitz was at Lummy's Ashley had a birthday party.
Why do you edit all that stuff out? That's real life. Boots on the ground. That's boots on the ground.
I know. I produce the podcast, though, Spongo. You have the talent. I produce.
Okay, perfect.
You know, it's a perfect fusion.
So Blitz went to the Lummy party?
I saw a picture of him, yeah. Looking
where?
All skinny. I don't know. It looked like it was out in the woods somewhere, but...
No, where was the picture on his Instagram?
It was on Ashley's Instagram, yes. So I didn't get an invite to the party, which is fine. Of course, I'm good with that.
I don't think I did either.
I didn't know. I figured I didn't know. I thought you might have. You probably did.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. I looked for you.
Now, let me ask you a quick question. Sports wise, I guess people are flipping out. The Rays traded Blake Snell to the Padres for their top pitching prospect and some other shit.
Oh yeah, it's like they got a bunch.
How many years left did Snell have under his existing deal? I don't think he was scheduled to be an unrestricted free agent till maybe 2 years from now, which is when he's going to need the 30 or David Price type money. I think that you could still get an unbelievable amount of value for him. What is he? $8 million.
Let's see. He signed a 5-year, $50 million contract. I got to see when that was. He's got, looks like.
So he's $10 million a year, And I think for by elite pitching standards, you know.
His base salary for this year is $10 million, 2022, 12.5, 2023, 16, and then he's a free agent.
So they got him locked up for three more years that are very much, I mean, $16 million on the high
end. Oh, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
That's nothing.
I mean, those
that's what average pitchers get.
Yeah, and the level that Blake Snell is pitching at is a $30 to $35 million a year guy, right?
If he hit the open market right now, he would probably get maybe
David Price money.
Probably 25 million, 20, 25 million.
Yeah.
Something maybe more.
God, I don't like that trade.
I think you
play him two more years while you got him for 12 and 15.
Yeah, but guess what? When you have a guy under contract like that, he's so much more attractive, and that's when you
more valuable to the team.
More valuable to the team you're trading him to, because this isn't a rent-a-player deal. So when the Rays can get another team's top prospect, because what they do is when they get these guys. When they come over, whether they trade for them or whether they develop them, they sign them to these long-term team-friendly deals right off the bat. And then when it's time for the Rays to get rid of them, it's so attractive and easy to move to these other teams.
I mean, I guess you can't really dispute, you know, their track record.
I don't think that's what a lot of people are doing now is they're disputing. Like, I'm not a Rays fan. I'm a White Sox fan. But the way that the Rays do business.
And their manager's just trying to stay sober.
Tony La Russa, Hall of Famer. Don't disrespect the Hall of Famer.
I know.
But yeah, the way that the Rays, you know, do business, yeah, they don't win every single year, but I mean,
they pretty much, you know, they're there almost every year.
They do well for where they are. They're in a division with New York and Boston. And I mean, I think they put together, I love the way that they field a team. Whether they win or not every year, to me, I don't know. But I love the way they put together a team. It's like the stock market. They trade the guys at the maximum value. They seem to always find, you know, these studs in return. I think when the Rays get rid of players, you should be worried, whether it's a Chris Archer or a David Price.
Or a Longo.
Right, when the Rays are done with somebody, teams should be like, wait, why are the Rays done with this person? What's going on here? They might be defective.
Ask the Giants how that worked out for them.
Yeah, I just believe that.
If you look at, Seth, the big high-profile guys that got shipped out of here, the Rays all were on the right side, if I may. B.J. Upton, Rays were on the right side of that deal, right? Carl Crawford, Rays, I mean, they never...
Well, they let Crawford walk, and they, you know, the Red Sox just gave him a crazy contract, so...
Right, but what I'm saying is, like, Carl Crawford didn't go on... to have, you know, near the statistics that he had.
No, these guys had David Price, Longo, Carl Crawford.
Archer.
They all had their best years here. So,
right.
You know, we'll see what happens. They've got, Rays have other players, and the Rays did really well prospect-wise in the hall with San Diego. San Diego also by the way, I hate the fucking Padres, Bubba. I don't know if you know this. I think I've talked about it before. The fucking Padres are the team that got the guy fired from L.A. that I was going to go do the morning show with.
Oh, that's right.
Because we were going to be on the same
station. I love the Padres, because if the Padres wouldn't have fired that guy, I wouldn't have you.
Yeah, and if the
thought about that.
And if the Padres weren't such fucking bitches, I'd be out in L.A. doing who knows what right now.
Probably not having a job. Probably back to St. Pete. Because the cost of living out there, I mean, your entire family would be living
you're
under a bridge.
You're saying I couldn't make it in L.A.
I'm saying you have to have a lot of money.
You're saying I couldn't make it.
I'm saying.
Motherfucker,
I got you.
You're saying I'm nothing without you.
I'm not saying that.
You're saying I'm nothing without you. It's okay.
It's not what I said. God, what a little fuckboy. I didn't say that. I said it's tough to make it out there, and if you do make it, you got to make $600,000 to $700,000 to live like the way you're living now.
I know, but I had a six figure deal like in place. I was going to get paid well enough to live out there. I mean, if I got fired, I think obviously I would have to come home. But
that's what I'm saying, you would have already gone out there, and they would have, and radio's rolling back the prices like fucking Walmart.
Yeah, they're rolling it back. But I believe that if I wanted to stay out in L.A. after I did radio there, and if I got fired, I believe that I could find something else. I believe that. But if not, I would have had no problem coming back home. That was the plan. The whole plan all along was if I went to L.A. and it didn't work out, we were going to fucking come back home to St. Pete. Nothing wrong with that.
All right, great. I just got you back home a little sooner than you thought.
Yeah.
Motherfucker. So, I mean, we're at the same place. I just got here. I got you here a year early.
I just want to say.
And that year happened to be with me.
Thank you. And I'd like to say, fuck the Padres. I hope Blake Snell completely makes your team screwed up. I hope you Darvish fucks you up. I hate you. San Diego is a beautiful place. I was going to be able to do a little work there. But fuck the Padres. Fuck it.
You're with Clem now, buddy.
I'm with Clem, and everything's great. 100,000 downloads. What's the bonus? Do I have to go out with you?
No, there's
There was the boat. No, Bubba.
We're going to dinner. We're going to dinner. You and I are going to dinner.
At Forbici?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Absolutely.
I have gift cards.
When would you like to do it?
Soon.
No gift card needed. I'll either use my gift, my treat. It's my treat.
I know it is. Now, a couple of other things. There's a Vineyard Vines. It's a clothing store that's right by the Forbici. Maybe we can go out. I could pick up a nice little button up also.
Sure.
They're pretty expensive.
What are you looking at?
Well, they're about $90.
Oh, fuck. Hit a brother down, cousin.
Hit a brother down? What does that mean?
I don't know. Keep me down, brother.
I don't know what does that mean? No. Yes for the Vineyard Vine?
That means it's going to cost me about 60 to 70 cuz you'll probably get the most expensive thing on the menu and have to have a couple cocktails.
Bubba, I'm not a cocktail guy. I'm a straight. I get a Caesar salad with the vinaigrette dressing and I have a couple slices of pizza. That's it. I don't
Perfect.
Know.
Perfect.
That's it.
Looks like we can go shopping like a bunch of little fuckboys too and get you a button down. That I've never seen you wear a button down.
Well, I'd like to really start improving my dress wear.
Listen, I don't want to buy you $100 button down if it's just going to, sit there
no.
in the closet.
It's a new me. I want to really represent the show well when I'm out in the streets, and I feel like
Can I get it Bubba Army embroidered?
Very small. Maybe on the inside of the shirt.
As a tag?
Like, when I take it off and I show, like I flash the world, I'll show them the Bubba Army logo.
Let's talk about that privately, because we'll get a lot of jealous people here at the BRN. People keep fucking track of who's doing what.
I know who's getting the pink button down shirts. I got you, Sponjo. Yeah. Wink, wink. We'll handle it off the air.
Yeah, it might be like, hey, look what Santa got me.
I'm just trying to shake it out because for the people that don't know.
No, you're just trying to shake me down.
Well, I'm trying to shake it out for the bonus because it's cool that we got 100,000. But the place that
By the way, we're talking about we have 100. For the month of December, we got, we're over 100,000.
Yeah, we are at 104,000 right now.
Downloads.
Which is awesome. I mean, it's great for people that are listening that maybe listen to other podcasts. I don't know how often people talk about their numbers. I know there's people that have way more downloads than we do, but that was a goal of ours, that Bubba kind of laid out just throughout there, and we did it. And I'm proud of that.
Well, here's the deal. The reason why I did that is when we were, when we first started this podcasting deal with these other guys.
We have 105,000 right now.
First of all, they didn't know the show, and not knowing the show, then you really can't edit it, and you just can't put things together and know the dynamics if you don't know the program. If the program's just being sent to you and you're supposed to chop it up, well, it's only going to get you so much. In full disclosure, in August is when we started, and we did 14,800 downloads in August. And then September, the old people were still doing it. We did 20,100. And then in October, they still had it, and they did 20,800. So then Kush comes along. We talk. He's like, I'd like to take over because we quit. Remember, Seth?
Yeah.
We quit. Like, fuck it. We ain't doing it.
Yeah. I was like, what's going on with the podcast?
No, I said nothing. Absolutely nothing. So Seth goes, hey, Sponjo, let's do it. Let me do it. I like to get a couple exclusive shows out of it. Maybe you and I can do a deal. And let me try. And I'm like, okay. So I just arbitrarily go, man, if we can. Now, mind you, we did like 16,000, 20,000, and 20,000 for the 3 months prior. So I just, out of my fat ass, say, well, can you imagine if we could do 100,000 downloads? Seth's very first month of November, 60,400. And now his second month, we're at 100 and, you can call it 105,000, 104,964. And after your little fuckboy, all you fuckboys out there download this deal and listen to it, I'm sure we're going to be, I bet you, Seth, that we hit 115,
yeah,
maybe 120 by the end of the 31st day of December 2020.
Yeah. Yes, sir. We can. And that
congratulations, by the way.
Congrats. I think I'm just look, when I told you, and I think we've talked about it on the podcast before, that's what I wanted to do. So finally, when you gave in and you agreed that, you would let me do the podcasting and that you would, bring some original content along with it, this might not be it. There might be other stuff that we do that we add here, for added value.
Networking, if you will, right?
Right. But the people needed to hear the uncensored Bubba. They needed to hear original content. I felt like I had a good enough feel with what everybody was looking for, and it seems to be working. A couple of the uncensored episodes have taken over in the top five. They've knocked out Clem Kush.
Now, let me ask you a question. As we celebrate the 100,000 plateau for the month of December, what's the next goal? what's the next time I have to take you to Forbici and buy you a $90 button down?
You don't. It was just
no. Give me a number. Like, what's up? We always have to have goals. I'm not satisfied with 115,000 downloads. I mean, we need to be a million eventually.
Okay.
I mean, we're up 80. No, we're not up 80. We're up like 300%, 400% from when we first did it. So what type of growth could you – you're the podcasting guy.
Bubba, I don't know. Right now I wanted to get to 100,000. The next goal
– 200 or 150?
Actually, the next goal is to make a good amount of money based off of the downloads that we have and continue to go from there. So
we got the money. We already got stamps, and I got two more coming. So stop worrying about the fucking money like you always do. What's the next number? Is it 150 or is it 200? And when would you predict that?
I would probably say that I would like to do a few consistent months of 100,000.
Oh, we're going to do that.
I want to make sure.
We don't. You're fired.
Well, I want to make sure that December's not an outlier because we've been off the air and, podcasts have gone up because we're not there. But I'm going to tweak the podcasting schedule. I got a few things that I want to do. I think if you want to talk about a hard number, I would like to get to 125,000.
Okay.
But I would definitely, I need to make sure that our bottom number, our floor, is 100,000 each month. Like, I need to make sure that that is the least amount of downloads we get.
Like, that's a lock-in.
Yes. That's right. That's what I want to make sure of.
And then
now
we go a couple months and our lock-in number is 125.
Right, because a lock-in number of 100 is amazing. So if I can get that locked in and keep that growing, I'm happy with that.
Me too.
Okay.
What should we do when the next bonus that I give you? Not money.
I think we should go to a Raptors game.
No, I'm not going to a fucking rap. Only if they played the Pacers, and I don't think that they do down here.
Well, they play the Bucks this year. We could go see the Greek Freak.
You're not going to be able to fucking buy a ticket for that.
Why
not?
No, you could. You could if you wanted to.
Not within my motherfucker. That's a $300-$400 ticket.
They don't price gouge based on who their team's playing. They just the ticket's the ticket, and we want to go see the Greek Freak. Look at Lummy stuck with the Knicks. I don't even know who they have.
Exactly. That's why it's a $120 ticket.
Is Patrick Ewing playing?
No, but fucking who was a kid? A kid. Jason Kidd is.
Jason Kidd
first with Patrick Ewing and Ralph Sampson's coming back.
What
too.
About John Starks?
And so is Aleem Olajuwon.
Could you Hakeem Olajuwon? He played for the Rockets. Could you imagine? I just want to see Lummy sitting at the basketball game. He's probably like, "What the fuck is going on?"
I think we're done, don't you think?
Sounds good to me.
Are we doing any? Can people expect? No, I think this is probably the last podcast of the year. Are you saying that? I think I am.
I mean, I'll do another one if you want to.
So I. How about Friday?
Okay.
Let's plan on a Friday deal. All right?
Sounds good to me.
To get him through the weekend.
Yeah, that'll be nasty.
Don't forget stamps.com. Use promo code Bubba. We love you.
StPeteLegend.com. I make them shiver. Their knees get weak. Whenever I'm around, they see me walk. They hear me talk. I make them feel like they're on cloud.